words is powerful, you know? The ability to articulate, you know, you can really impact people.
The dream and the vision was to, you know, start a label and start a music movement, a music brand. And then just thinking, like, as a chess player, you know, assuming that we would have success in music, the next thing became, dang, what we do next?
Man, most important thing, number one, is you got to get rid of doubt. If you got doubt in what you're doing, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? And the way to do that is you have a plan. Because if you got a plan, it's not like just a pipe dream. You have a step-by-step list of things to do to get to your goal. If you don't have that, it's very hard to really have faith in what you're doing. Because soon as something pop up, it's going to look like the end all. But if you got a game plan of everything you need to do, you know, one thing pop up, well, I still got to do this, 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 and that, so this thing won't stop me. You know what I'm saying? Another thing pop up, well, shit, I accomplished this two things. Since my last obstacle, I only got three more things to do. Let me keep pushing. Fuck it. Pretty soon, you attained your goal, and then you create another one. But without a game plan, without a strong sense of faith in what you're doing, it's going to be real hard to accomplish anything.
Yeah, get the walls. Nah, you know what I'm saying? We used to have a studio set up here, you know what I mean? And just motivation on the wall, you know what I mean? We brainstorm round table a lot of times. If we ended the studio, we ended the shop, we come on mat, you know what I'm saying? You gotta all money in, you know, stay focused. Quitting is not an option. 6 hours make a million. Big money only. You know, talk about it, be about it. You know what I mean? How hard are you really going? Different things that you wake up to, you know what I mean, when you're on this marathon.
Outside hustling going on, whether it's dudes selling incense on the corner or Final Call, Nation of Islam, people standing on the corner selling bean pies.
Did you pick up on that entrepreneur atmosphere?
Yeah, later on, when I like traveled outside of my area and I saw that was unique to where we grew up, just people going outside, setting up shop. So,
doing what they have to do.
Yeah, 100%, you know what I mean? So I used to try to go get a job early when I first came into like being a teenager. And when I started getting doors closed on me, I just was like, well, I'm gonna do like everybody else and I'm gonna pop my trunk. I saw examples of it in different categories and felt automatically when I got to the age of wanting to become self-made or support my own ambitions, you know, that's the step.
Now, when you came in here today, you said you haven't smoked in 5 months.
I think anything in excess turned into a liability. And even for me, like, you know, I got an intense promo campaign. You know, I gotta be on camera. I gotta be on time. I gotta be. You know, I gotta be able to think sharp. When it comes to like going out to the public and representing my product, I don't want to be. And even in business, you know, you come in there smelling like weed. Whether they say it or not, they hold it against you. They think they got a little edge on you if they don't smoke.
I mean, it ain't even the like you're a criminal thing. It's that I think quicker than you. I'm more focused than you. I got more discipline than you.
I don't use no drugs. I might drink some wine, you know what I'm saying, right now, but I don't mean I haven't in the past. Right now, it's more important to be focused.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about yourself, man. What brings you up here, up and coming, and, you know, how come you're not blinging and having all kind of crazy diamonds and all that? I guess you here to get your money right, huh?
All the time. I mean, you know, all that is cool for the image and all that, but all them is liabilities, you feel me? I'd rather invest in some real estate, you know what I'm saying?
Something can you repeat that again, man? You're up and coming artist. What did you say you want
to
do?
I said invest in some assets as opposed to trick off my money on some liabilities like diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Cars that lose value, so you drive them off the lot.
So you're trying to get land.
Exactly, homie. A real asset. Take care of my peoples, because, you know, it look good, but at the end of the day, you losing value, homie. It ain't appreciating, it's depreciating.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to get that message? You know, I mean, one half, you get guys that say they got to impress the females. Female ain't trying to talk to you unless you blinged out. On the other hand, you got other people feel like they got to show off to the homies and impress them with their riches. I mean, what do you think is the, how do we get that out of that mindset?
I mean, I feel like that's insecurity. Material things ain't nothing, you feel me? At the end of the day, it's who you is, you know? You wasn't born with it, you're going to die without it.
The combo you have with yourself when you outside of the opportunities, but you know, Your actions and your mentality are success, but the reality of your situation is,
number one, you know, I just feel better, homie. I sleep better, you know what I mean? I got a level of, like, I'm at peace with what I'm doing. I feel good about what I'm waking up doing and about my lifestyle. At one point, I wasn't proud of my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't content with what I was doing on a day-to-day basis. I wasn't happy with that. So it was eating at me, even though I'd be on the surface, cool and straight. Deep down, I wasn't I knew that this wasn't the direction of what I need to be doing. Now I wake up with the feeling that I'm going in the direction that I'm here for.
I'm not limited to music, that point of view. It's not just about making music. It's just about, you know, a mentality, in my opinion. Just, you know, how to take your lumps in life, you know what I mean? Because you're gonna take your L's. You're going to have your ups and downs. So just a philosophy or a point of view on how to look at the journey. You know what I mean? You got where you at, you got where you're trying to be.
My advice would be define who you are and what you are and be clear on that. Meditate on that. And then live and die by it. Can't break the rules, the fundamental rules. Be a man of your word. Do what you say you're going to do.
But I would say that, you know what I mean? You're going to lay in the bed you make. You're not going to get away with nothing in terms of the energy. You know what I mean? You might beat the camera or the police. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always going to return to you. So when you're just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity and that's the only energy you're putting out, it's going to return to you in a different form than you put it out in. So I would just say, you know, master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out, you know, unless that's what you want, you know, because you're entitled to whatever you want to create, whatever experience you want to create for yourself. But if you're tired of that shit, adjust the energy.
You know, I be juggling. You know what I'm saying? I juggle a lot. I play a lot of positions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, my mentality when I do start to be like, damn, this is a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward what the vision look like, and that's like greatness. That's, you know, on multiple levels. Mm-hmm. That's the vision that I'm working toward. So I'm like, I just think about that. Like, this shit ain't supposed to feel, you know, comfortable. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to stretch you. It's supposed to be a burden to a degree. And you gotta, you know, wrap your mind around that and accept it and embrace it. And you catch some wisdom off of that. You know what I mean?
Accepting the ups and downs of whatever game you commit yourself to and riding it out. You feel me? Because, you know, that's the reality of, you know, success or greatness, that it come with a roller coaster ride, you know? So I think that anybody could apply the marathon concept to what they do. If it's sports, if it's fashion, if it's music, if it's hustling, whatever, you're on a marathon, you know? So
it's not limited to music, that point of view. It's not just about making music. It's just about, you know, a mentality, in my opinion. Just, you know, how to take your lumps in life, you know what I mean? Because you're gonna take your L's. You're going to have your ups and downs. So just a philosophy or a point of view on how to look at the journey.